Hey, have you ever stopped to think about all the cool stuff around you? Like your phone, video games, even how your food gets to your table.
Yeah, it's pretty wild when you really look. Especially for you middle schoolers, technology is just everywhere.
Totally. And while it might seem like these things just magically appear, there's a whole world of thinking and doing behind them.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today on the Deep Dive. We're looking past the gadgets, trying to understand how they actually came to be. We've got this document here. It's from the Japan Society of Technology Education Cool Logo, JSTE. It's called The New Framework of Technology and Engineering Education for Creating a Next Generation Learning. That's a bit formal, maybe.
It does sound a bit complicated, yeah. But think of it more like a guidebook. It shows how you can learn about technology in a way that actually makes
Okay,
sense.
let's unpack this guidebook then. Our mission today, make this framework super clear for you, our middle school listeners. We're going to explore what technology really means.
Why it's so important for you to learn about and some of the big, really exciting ideas behind it all. You ready?
Absolutely. Let's jump in.
Okay, first things first. What is technology anyway? Is it just phones and computers?
Not quite. This framework actually has a pretty neat definition. It says technology is about using what we know. Things like science, math, even stuff we've learned from trying things before to create things or solve problems. And the goal, basically, to make our wishes come true.
Make wishes come true. I like that.
Yeah. But there's a catch, a really important one. It also means we have to think about the limits, like what's okay for society, for our culture, and for nature itself.
Ah, so it's not just build whatever you want.
Exactly. It's about creating responsibly. You got to consider the impact.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's break that down with stuff you guys know. When they say creating, think about maybe building a model airplane. Did you ever do that?
Or even coding a simple game on the computer. That's creating too.
Oh, yeah. Or like making a PB&J sandwich. You're using ingredients, your knowledge. You're creating something to eat.
That's a great simple example. You're taking known things and making something new.
Okay, what about problem solving?
Well, imagine your backpack is just a total disaster zone. Stuff everywhere.
Been there.
Right, so technology could be designing a new kind of backpack, maybe with better pockets or dividers, to solve that specific problem.
Or maybe your school wants to cut down on food waste in the cafeteria.
Exactly. Technology could help figure out a better system for that, tracking waste, planning meals differently. It's seeing a challenge and using tools and ideas to fix it.
Got it. And what about the part about natural laws, math, and experience? Sounds kind of sciencey.
It is, but think about building a really tall tower with Legos or blocks. You instinctively know you need a wider base, right? So it doesn't just fall over.
Obviously.
Well, that's using your understanding of gravity and natural law. And maybe you count the breaks on each side to make sure it's balanced. That's math. And if you build a wobbly tower last time, you remember that that's experience and you build it stronger this time. See, natural laws, math, experience.
Okay, I see how that fits. And they mentioned controlling conditions too.
Yeah, that's key. Think about making toast.
Toast.
You control the heat setting on the toaster, right? And how long the bread stays in. You're controlling the conditions to get the result you want, perfectly brown toast.
Not burnt.
Hopefully not burn. That's using technology, the toaster, to control conditions.
Right, this is getting interesting. The framework talks about different levels of creating things.
Oh yeah, this is cool.
First up is production. They say that's like following a recipe exactly, like baking cookies, using the instructions on the bag. You're making something people already know how to make.
Right, you're producing a known thing. Then comes development.
Development.
That's like taking that cookie recipe and saying, what if I added chocolate chips and marshmallows? Or maybe changing the baking time a bit. You're tweaking it, making something new based on what's already there.
So improving or changing something familiar.
Exactly. And then there's the big one, invention.
Invention. Sounds
Remember,
important.
it is. This is creating a totally new idea or principle that leads to things nobody even imagined before. Think about the first person who thought of the wheel.
Whoa. Yeah, that wasn't just a better way to drag stuff.
Not at all. It was a whole new concept. Or the light bulb, like you mentioned earlier, completely changed how we live.
Mind blown. Okay, so production, development, invention. Got it. And all this relies on engineering, right?
Yep. Engineering is kind of the scientific thinking and the knowledge behind how we solve these problems and create technologies. It's the how-to based on science and math.
The smarts behind the stuff.
Pretty much. And a really important part of engineering is the engineering design process.
Okay, What's that? Like a set of steps?
Sort of, yeah. It's a way of thinking. First, you figure out what people actually need or want.
Yeah.
Then you set some rules or limits, like how much money you can spend or what materials you can use.
Constraints.
Right, constraints. Then you brainstorm lots of different ideas, get creative. And finally, you evaluate those ideas and pick the best one to actually build and test.
It's like a strategy for solving problems step by step. That right. makes sense. They also talk about optimization. Sounds complicated.
It can be, but the basic idea isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Imagine you're designing a bike. You want it to be super lightweight, so it's fast, right?
Yeah.
But you also need it to be strong enough so it doesn't break. You can't usually have maximum lightness and maximum strength at the same time.
Ah, okay. Trade-offs.
Exactly. Optimization is about finding the best possible balance between those different things. Lightness, strength, maybe cost too. Mm. Making smart choices when you can't have everything perfect.
Finding the sweet spot.
That's a good way to put it. Finding the best solution given the limits you have.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we can't forget making things, the actual hands-on part.
Definitely not. That's where you plan it, design it, actually build it, test it out.
See if it works.
And then figure out how to make it even better. It's taking the idea from your head and making it real.
Awesome. Okay, so now we kind of get what technology is, but why is learning about it so important, especially for us middle schoolers?
Well, the framework makes a really strong point here. Technology is basically the foundation of our modern world. It's what drives progress, you know, through innovation.
Innovation, like new ideas and inventions.
Exactly. Just think about your day. How do you get around? Transportation tech. How do you talk to friends? Communication tech. How do you learn stuff for school? Education tech, like computers or tablets.
Yeah, it really is everywhere when you stop and think. Entertainment, food.
Everything. But it's not just about convenience. Technology is also crucial for tackling really big challenges.
Like what?
Well, think about climate change or pollution. We need new technologies for clean energy, like solar panels or wind turbines. We need better ways to manage resources responsibly, better recycling tech.
Right, those sustainable development goals, the SDGs, things like clean energy and responsible consumption. Tech plays a big role there.
A huge role. And that's why everyone, including you, needs to understand technology. You're going to be making decisions about it, using it, maybe even creating it in the future.
So we need to be informed.
Exactly. You need to be able to think critically about it, make smart choices about how it's used, and understand its impact. And that's what technology education is all about.
So this framework is kind of a roadmap for that learning.
Precisely. It's helping you become not just a user of technology, but someone who understands it and can shape its future responsibly.
Okay. Now, I used to think of technology as just like its own subject, but this framework says it connects to lots of other things we learn, right?
Absolutely. It's not in a silo. Yeah. Think of it like a hub connecting to spokes on a wheel.
Okay. What are the spokes?
Well, math is a big one. It gives you the logic, the measuring, the calculations you often need in tech.
Makes sense.
Then there's science. Understanding how the natural world works, physics, chemistry, biology. That's often the basis for how technology functions.
Like understanding electricity for electronics.
Exactly. And art. People sometimes forget art. But it's about design, making things user-friendly, and, yes, sometimes just making them look good. Aesthetics matter.
True. And social studies, how does that connect?
Social studies helps us understand people, society, culture. What do people need? How will a new technology affect communities? What are the historical contexts? It provides that human element.
Wow. Okay. So it really touches everything.
It does. And the framework also points out there are different kinds of technology.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's traditional tech. Think about things like weaving cloth, making pottery, farming techniques passed down generations.
Old school.
Well, definitely. Then there's industrial tech. Stuff used in factories, mass production, machines.
Assembly lines and robots.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And then there's science-oriented tech, which comes directly from new scientific discoveries. Think GPS, new medicines, advanced materials.
So technology education covers all of that, from pottery to space tech.
Pretty much. But it's not just listing the types. The framework says it's also about understanding the science behind them, the engineering principles.
Right.
And those problem-solving methods, like the design process and actually making things. Plus, how it all connects back to math, science, art, society.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really holistic view.
Got it. Okay, let's talk about technology literacy. That sounds important. What does it mean for me as a student?
Think of it like reading literacy. You learn to read so you can understand books and navigate the world, right?
Yeah.
Technology literacy is similar. It's the basic understanding and skills you need to live well in our tech-filled world and importantly, to help build a better future.
So being able to read the world of technology.
Kind of, yeah. The framework defines it as understanding the science behind tech engineering, how agriculture works, things like that.
Okay.
It also means understanding how technology connects with society, the environment, the economy, the good and the bad.
Like how a new factory might create jobs, but also pollution.
Exactly that kind of thinking. Seeing the whole picture.
Hmm.
And it also means being able to spot problems and figure out how you might use technology to solve them. Plus, being able to contribute to new ideas, that's technological innovation.
Creating new stuff.
Right. And also making responsible decisions about technology, that's technological governance. Making sure it develops in fair and helpful ways.
Wow. So literacy is pretty broad. It's not just knowing how to use an app.
Definitely not. It's much deeper. And the framework adds that it also involves ethics, knowing right from wrong, with tech plus skills like being careful, persistent when things get tough, and creative.
Okay, so what are the big goals then? If I take tech ed classes based on this, what am I supposed to be able to do?
Good question. The framework lists a few main goals for you. First, understand the science behind the tech. How does it actually work?
Got it. Know the how.
Second, understand those bigger connections, how tech affects society, the environment, the economy.
See the ripple effects.
Third, develop the skills to actually identify and solve problems using technology yourself.
Be a problem solver.
Fourth, learn how to participate in making good, responsible decisions about technology and society. That governance piece.
Have a voice.
And fifth, learn how to contribute to creating new value through technology. The innovation part.
Be an innovator, maybe.
Potentially, yeah. And all these goals are really aimed at helping you navigate your life now and whatever you choose to do later on.
So it makes you kind of future ready.
That's a great way to put it. The framework even paints a picture of the ideal student who achieves this literacy. They describe a few types of people you might become.
Ooh, like what?
Well, someone who understands the tech that keeps society running, a tech-savvy citizen.
Okay.
Someone who can choose products wisely and use them responsibly. A responsible user.
Makes sense.
Someone who can tackle everyday tech glitches creatively. A resourceful and creative individual.
The person everyone asks for help with a printer?
Maybe. Also, someone who keeps learning about tech because it's always changing. A lifelong technology learner.
Important.
Someone who can think fairly about social issues involving technology. A fair decision maker.
Hmm.
Maybe someone who gets really interested and pursues a career in it. An engineer in the making.
Cool.
And finally, someone who generally supports creating helpful new technologies in society, a culture shaper.
Wow, those are pretty cool outcomes. It's not just about knowing facts.
Not at all. It's about becoming capable and responsible in a technological world.
Okay, and you mentioned skills earlier. How does learning tech help with other skills, maybe ones I don't realize?
Great point. This framework highlights that tech ed builds a ton of other useful skills.
Yeah.
Let's think about thinking skills first.
Okay.
It boosts your curiosity. Your ability to break down problems, think logically, think critically, like questioning information, and even something called computational thinking.
Computational thinking, like coding.
It's related, but broader. It's like thinking like a computer scientist, breaking big problems into small, manageable steps, finding patterns, designing solutions systematically. Super useful even if you never code.
Huh. Okay. What else?
Personal skills, like getting good with tools. Being careful and precise, sticking with a problem, even when it's frustrating persistence. And of course, creativity.
Creativity, yeah, we talked about that.
And social skills, too. Communicating your ideas clearly, working effectively in a team, taking responsibility for your part of a project.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Indeed. And finally, there are skills for life. Things like being aware of different careers, understanding the world of work, managing projects, safety awareness, ethics, and creating value for society.
Wow. So learning about tech actually helps you become like a more well-rounded person.
Exactly. These are skills that benefit you everywhere, not just in a tech class.
All right. This framework sounds pretty comprehensive. What are the main topics you'd actually study in technology education according to this?
They break it down into four main content areas. First is the concept and role of technology.
Okay, the basics.
Right. Mm. Understanding what tech is, its history, its impact on life and society. And also learning those typical problem-solving steps we discussed. Find the problem, plan, design, make, test, improve.
Kind of the foundation.
Exactly. The second area is understanding technologies in different fields. This is where you dive into specifics.
Like the kinds of tech you mentioned earlier.
Precisely. They group them into categories like materials and processing technology, basically. How stuff is made, what it's made from, like wood, metal, plastics, ceramics.
How things get built.
Yep. Then biotechnology, using living organisms or parts of them. Think agriculture, food production, medicine, fermentation.
Using nature's toolkit.
Yeah. Then energy conversion technology, how we change energy from one form to another, like solar panels turning sunlight into electricity or engines turning fuel into motion.
Powering our world.
Mm-hmm. And the last one in this group is information technology, computers, networks, software, the internet, data, all the digital stuff.
The stuff we use constantly.
Pretty much. So that's the second area, specific fields. The third main area is systems.
Systems, like working together.
Exactly. It's about understanding how different technologies and fields connect and interact to create larger solutions. Think about smart agriculture, using sensors, GPS, data analysis, and automated machines all working together.
Oh, cool.
Or medical engineering, combining biology, materials, electronics, information tech to create things like artificial limbs or diagnostic tools. This area brings in things like AI, IoT, Internet of Things, robots, big data. How they integrate.
Seeing the bigger connections between technology.
All right. And the fourth and final area is technological innovation and technological governance.
Ah, we talked about those. Creating new value and making responsible decisions.
Yep. It comes back around. Learning how innovation happens and how we can guide technology development thoughtfully.
So concept role, different fields, systems, and innovation governance. Got the four areas.
You got it.
Now, how do you actually learn this stuff? Is it just reading textbooks?
Definitely not, according to this framework. It heavily emphasizes learning by doing. Tackling projects, solving problems, hands-on.
Making things.
Yes. And they propose a model for this process called the triple loop model. Sounds fancy, but let's break it down.
Okay, triple loop. Three loops?
Kind of. Think of three interconnected ways of exploring a problem. First loop. Needs inquiry loop.
Needs, like what people need.
Exactly. This loop is all about figuring out the real problem. What do people actually need or want? What's the context? You might do research, interview people, observe situations.
Be a detective again. Find the real need.
Right. Second loop, seeds inquiry loop. Seeds here means the scientific knowledge and the technological possibilities that could potentially solve the problem.
The science and tech options.
Yeah. This is where you might do experiments, research existing technologies, maybe build really simple prototypes just to test an idea, exploring the scientific seeds for a solution.
Okay, needs loop, seeds loop. What's the third?
A creation loop. This is where you bring it all together. You design, build, and test your actual solution based on the needs you found and the seeds you explored.
The making and testing part.
Yep. And it often involves that PDCA cycle: plan, do, check, act. You build something, do, test it, check, see what needs improving, act, then plan the next version. Plan. It's iterative, meaning you go through the cycle making improvements, and you need to be flexible.
So needs, seeds, creation, and they all work together.
Exactly. The model shows how you move between them. You might start with a need, explore some tech seeds, start creating, then realize you need to understand the need better or research a different technology. It connects the science exploration with the practical design and making.
That makes a lot more sense than just following instructions. And does this change as you get older?
It does. The framework suggests it evolves. In elementary school, it might be more about tinkering, exploring materials, simple making.
Playing around.
Right. In middle school, like where you are, projects become more structured. You focus more on who the user is. You test your designs more formally. You think about those different tech fields.
Okay.
And in high school, it gets even more sophisticated. More in-depth research, maybe involving more complex science or engineering concepts. More focus on optimization and real-world constraints.
So you build on it year after year.
Exactly. You become a more skilled technological problem solver over time.
Cool. Okay, one last big connection. STEM and STEAM. Everyone talks about STEM. How does this technology education fit in?
Great question. It fits right in the middle. Remember, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Right, TNE.
Yep. This framework really positions technology and engineering, TNE, as central to STEM. They are the parts focused on applying the science and math to actually solve problems and create things.
So TNE are the doing parts of STEM.
In many ways, yes. Especially when a STEM project involves creating a product or a solution, what they call a technical outcome. The technology education process, like that triple loop model, provides the how-to for that creation part.
And STEAM just adds art to the mix.
Right. Bringing in design thinking, creativity, aesthetics, user experience. which, as we said, is super important in technology, too.
So tech is kind of the engine for STEM STEAM projects.
It can be seen that way. Sometimes technology is also just used as a tool within a project focused mainly on science or math, like using sensors for a science experiment. But this framework emphasizes tech's role in the whole integrated problem-solving process.
Okay, that clarifies the STEM connection.
And the ultimate goal, tying it all together, is to equip you with the understanding and skills to participate in technological innovation and governance.
Making new things and making good choices.
Throughout your life, so you can contribute to building a sustainable and better society for everyone.
Wow. Okay, we covered a lot.
We did. It's a pretty comprehensive view of technology education.
So let's try to wrap this up. Key takeaways. Technology isn't just gadgets.
Definitely not. It's a way of thinking, a process for solving problems using science, math, experience.
And creativity.
Yeah.
And it's about creating things to meet needs, but doing it responsibly.
Right. Considering the impact on people and the planet.
And learning about it, technology literacy helps you understand this crazy tech world around us.
Develop tons of useful skills, not just tech skills.
And become someone who can make smart choices and maybe even create the next cool, helpful thing.
It empowers you to be an active participant, not just a passive user.
Awesome. Okay, so here's a final thought for you listeners to chew on. Think about one everyday object or system you use all the time. Maybe your bike, maybe how streaming movies works, maybe even the traffic lights in your town.
Good challenge.
Using what we talked about today, the needs, the science, the creation process, the different kinds of tech, the societal impact, how does that help you understand that thing better? What problems do you think were solved when it was first created?
And looking forward, what improvements could be made? What new challenges or ethical questions might come up with it in the future?
Exactly. Give it some thought, because this deep dive, it's really just scratching the surface of your own journey into understanding the incredible world of technology.
There's always more to explore and figure out.
God.
Keep asking questions.